people are calling out, quote, normal dating things that are actually not good. They're bad.
Like what?
Like number one on the list, the 3-day rule.
Oh, so after you go on a date, you have to wait 3 days to contact the person.
Yeah, if you had a great time, why do you want to wait 3 days?
Yeah.
I've never understood that.
Well, the big problem with that is it's game playing. So if the very first, if the beginning of your relationship starts out with playing games, you know, it's one thing if like you're not sure how you feel about them and you're truly busy and you just happen, it happens to be 3 days before, oh yeah, that guy. But if you really like them, you had a good time, I think it's okay to, on your way home, be like, that was fun. Like, when are we doing it again?
Yeah. Howard Stern and his wife, Beth, after their first date, he called her when he got home and said, you want to come over and watch a movie. They have not been apart since.
Yeah, my boyfriend and I on our first date, you know, like, we went out for sushi and then we went in for sushi.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Anyway, so we've been together ever since. Okay, what's number two on the list? Why don't you move on? What's number two on the
list?
Wow,
I gotta go sit down. That's a lot to take in. Poor Joe.
Next on the list.
Staying until the end of the date if you're not feeling it.
Oh no, I think you get up and go.
Yeah, just stop. Just time out. This is not working.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If you're not feeling it, I think it's wasting somebody else's time. It's sending the wrong message. It's doing a total disservice. I think it's okay to say, I'm not into this. You're awesome, but you're not for me. I'm going to split.
Right. Thank you for your time, but this isn't going anywhere.
Right.
And I'm not attracted to you.
And then leave. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Insisting that you give me, quote, a woman home safely to my doorstep. I do not want my first date to know exactly where I live.
Oh, that's a tough one. Because, okay, so if the person picked you up, they obviously should make sure you get home okay. I think if you can take an Uber and say to the Uber driver, can you wait till I go inside? Mm-hmm. Like, watch me close the door. An Uber driver should do that for you, or a taxi driver, however you get home. It depends on where you live. I've heard a lot of stories of women that live in like shady neighborhoods having problems and the date just like, bye, see you later, and like drove off.
Mm-hmm.
So if they picked you up, they should drop you off and wait for you. If you don't want them to know where you live, make an alternate plan to get home safely.
Yeah, that's why you need to meet somewhere. And if you're feeling it, then that's a different thing. But if you're not feeling it, you don't want the guy to know where you are, because you're going to block him the minute he walks out of that restaurant or wherever you're at. You're going to block him.
I can't tell what's more unsafe, to go on a date with somebody and let them know where you live and you're not interested in them. That could be unsafe too, because then they can stalk you. They know where you live. That could be a bigger problem than some rando just seeing you walk in and taking advantage of it. So maybe that is the bigger risk.
Yeah, because if you block somebody, if you ghost somebody and they know where you live,
yeah,
that's scary.
Right, you're right.
Playing hard to get, it's a super toxic dating strategy for everybody involved. The person who's using the tactic is messing with the other person's head.
Okay, except, I will give you the one exception. I have friends that are just way too much at the very beginning. Like, they're just way too much. And it's not that they're playing hard to get. It's just that every relationship they've had, it is too much too fast. They go right in head first from the very beginning. And it could be smothering and overwhelming. So I think if that's your MO, if you're somebody that just, you're all in from the very beginning, I think you need to play it cool, not because you're playing games, but because you need to change your tactics, because being smothering is also not good and not healthy. So I think there's a balance between, I'm not saying playing hard to get, like that is toxic. If you're pretending that you're busy, if you're pretending you're not available, that's very different than somebody who is like always available. When can I see you? What about 4 o'clock? How about 5 o'clock? What are you doing tonight? What about tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's got to be a balance there. So you have to ask yourself, am I somebody who does too much too fast and is too insecure and needs the person around a lot? Am I playing a game? I think there has to be something in between.
One person said, I saw somebody recommend that people be 10 minutes late to the first date to determine if the other person is serious or not.
No, that's a game. That's honestly, if you're 10 minutes late, I'm already not interested in you.
Yeah, because I'm 10 minutes early. So that means you're 20 minutes late. So that means I'm good and pissed by the time you show up. And you're testing me on purpose. Not cool.
Right. That's a terrible game. If you do that to somebody, that is a really bad game to play.
I've been told countless times to pretend I'm interested in something that I'm not in order to get a date.
Okay, I think I might have told you this story before, but I'm going to tell it again to the people who haven't heard it. So I had this really good friend who was, you know, kind of a decent looking guy, and he would go on lots of first dates, but he never got a second date.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had just gotten my PhD in psychology, and he said, do me a favor. I'm going out with a girl I really like, and I want to see what I do wrong on the first date, because if I don't get a second date, I want to know why. So he chose a restaurant where I could sit right behind them so I can hear the whole thing. So she's talking about, she's really into dancing, and she's talking about like how Dancing with the Stars really brought dancing into the mainstream, and it's so great because she's been a dancer her whole life, and you know, she teaches dance, and she's dance. I know that he could care less about dance.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he hates any reality shows, especially Dancing with the Stars, but he likes her and she's really into it. So instead of saying, what is it about Dancing with the Stars that you like? Or what part of dancing is coming? Just asking her more questions about it. He immediately goes, ugh, I hate that show. It's so stupid. And starts like basically shitting all over dancing and shitting all over everything she just said.
Mm.
And you can see her body language. She was excited and talking. As soon as he said that, she sat back and crossed her arms. And that was it. That was the end of the date. I can see, even though they kept talking and they had more drinks, I could see that was the moment that she was like, screw this asshole. Like, that was the end of it.
Did he get another date?
Well, after the date, I said to him, how did you think it went? He goes, I thought it went great. I said, uh-huh. And do you think you're getting a second date? He goes, definitely. I said, I will tell you right now, you're absolutely not getting a second date. I guarantee it. Why? What do you mean? What? And I told him exactly what I just told you. And even her body language. Like, you didn't even read the woman's body language. You shit all over something important to her. And then her body language told you she was really turned off by it. And you did nothing to turn it around.
Hmm.
And he missed all of that. So I think if someone's talking about something you're not interested in and they're really into it and you like them, I'm sorry. People are into what they're into. And if you want to be in a healthy relationship, understand that the person you're with is going to be into some stuff that you're not into. And the healthiest relationships are the ones where one person has a life and the other person has a life. You don't have to like the same things. You just have to respect the other person. Right. So I think it shows a huge lack of respect.
Yeah, I've never seen the show, but tell me why you like it.
Right.
Tell me why you're into it. Oh, I love the dance. Oh, see, perfect. All right. Not talking about important issues on the first date.
Oh, yeah, you should never do that.
This woman said, in my early 20s, my friends always told me to keep the conversation light for the first couple of dates. But it ended
let me
being
tell you
a
exactly
huge waste
why. No,
of time.
I don't think that's an old school thing at all. Here's why. People are so fucking serious these days. Dating should be fun. You should have a good time. The first couple of dates, I would say the first 10 dates or the first month you're together, you should just be having a good time and enjoying the other person. You should be getting to know them, but I think it should just be fun. And if you get like really serious or really political on the very first date, you're not a fun person. You're a stick in the mud. Like, have a good time. Leave the politics for another time. I'm sorry. That is not first date conversation. Unless you work for a campaign and it's a deal breaker if the other person doesn't like the same party as you, I'm sorry. The first couple of dates should be just having a good time.
And finally, they say ghosting. Just tell the person you're not interested. You're an adult. Leaving somebody hanging is just cruel and immature.
I agree with that 100%. That is just that. And more than that, it's really hurtful because the person doesn't understand why you've ghosted them. And people take that stuff personally. What did I do? What did I say? You know, they do a deep dive into like every little text, every little thing. I think it's okay to say to somebody, I just think we're too different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then and the person has a reason they can move on. I think when you ghost somebody and they thought it went well, I think you're setting yourself up for some trouble.
I think it's just avoiding conversation. I don't want to have another conversation with you. I don't like you.
I never ghosted a guy in my life. I always said, nah, I'm not into it.
Hmm. Yeah, but I think it's now it's a lot different because it's easy to ghost them. You just block them. Once you're blocked.
Actually, no, the opposite. It's easy. No, our generation, you had to call them on the phone or send them an email. Like now you could just text. You could just text them and be like, hey, thanks so much. Had a great time. I don't think this is going anywhere. Good luck.
Mm.
And then block them. But at least say something. I think just ghosting is rude.
No, I think even back in the day, I would ghost people. I don't even think I broke up with you. I just think I never answered your call again.
Nah, I think even after one day.
No, I was a douche.
You were a douche.
Yeah, and I told my parents when I lived with my parents, just tell them I moved. If they call, who is this? Oh, yeah, he's gone. He
doesn't live here anymore.
Right. We haven't seen him. We don't know where he's at.
Yeah, he moved to Rome, I think.